It's also a big night for the Melbourne Renegades, who are chasing a spot in the top four. They're up against the Strikers tonight to get in. They need to win by 38 or chase in 15 and a half overs, there or thereabouts. We're getting to the pointy end of what's been another, well, a phenomenal Big Bash tournament, to be honest. And Anthony Everard, the head of the Big Bash League for Cricket Australia, joins us. Good to see you. Again, I haven't seen much of you this year, but you must be ecstatic, not only with what's happening from a TV perspective, but the people that are rolling up to grounds and the pushing of envelopes in terms of crowd numbers has been phenomenal this year.
Yeah, look, it has. It's we sat down in the end of last year, BBL04, and you recall we had a great year last year, and we thought, right, well, we've set the bar pretty high here. What do we need to do to keep that momentum going? Set ourselves a number of targets, and you know, we have been amazed night after night with the response. We've had 7 of our 8 clubs have actually set new attendance records this season alone. So absolutely phenomenal.
So what you can, I mean, you can set a target all you like. You can say, well, these are our targets, but what can you do to hit it? Is it the product has to be as good as it can possibly be for you to get to those targets? Is there anything that you've done specifically different from one year to the next that has seen this kind of the growth, which has been somewhere between 10 and 20% night on night across the year? Have you done anything in particular?
Oh, look, a couple of things here and there. I mean, we obviously, you know, we've grown year on year, so we've had some really positive momentum going into this season, and by and large, we feel that the formula works pretty well. Mm. So certainly a case if we came off a pretty successful foundation, I guess. The two things we did in the winter last year was we just tweaked the fixture a little bit more. We learn every year more and more what the fans want, and it is unique to each market as well. So we need to schedule 32 regular season matches. And what we've learned is it makes a big difference, you know, even if you get it a week wrong or even a night wrong. So we feel that we got that pretty much spot on now, having those that sequence of 32 games. And beyond that, we identified that we feel we've obviously captured, by and large, the cricket market and probably the sports market as well. But we really, really promoted very strongly to families. You know, we identified that our league runs pretty much starts when school holidays start, finishes when school goes back. And, you know, there's a lot of families around the country who've got young kids looking for things to do. And BBL is absolutely perfect for that audience.
I'm certain most of the people listening to us talk about it now have probably been to a game here in Melbourne. Most of them, I would suggest a lot have. But for those who haven't, the staggering thing is the number of kids at these games. It is, it actually knocks your socks off. You can't quite believe. Games are going to 10, 10:30 at night sometimes. And yet there is this huge population of children at these games. It just hits this demographic that so many sports are desperate to find a product within their game that potentially captures the next generation. You guys have done it brilliantly.
Yeah, look, I think it's fantastic to hear that. I mean, you know, you only need to get to a game or tune in on TV and you see it. But at the end of the day, that's actually why BBL exists. Mm. You know, BBL was launched 4 years ago with a very, very specific purpose, and it was all about trying to attract a new audience to cricket with a focus on younger fans and families. So, you know, that's as good as all the numbers are, and we get caught up in all that.
Yeah.
That's almost the single most important thing to us, to actually walk into a ground and just see smiling faces of little boys and girls as far as the eye can see. And to me, that says that we're doing our job properly.
Ski, you mentioned scheduling, and it fits from a summer perspective. It's got a great TV time slot that works because most of the other big time TV's gone into recess and all of the obvious stuff that everybody knows about. Is there, and we know that the domestic Australian summer has already been affected to fit the Big Bash in. You know, the Matador Cup has been moved pre-season, or not pre-season, but to kick off the season and all of that. Is there a conversation to be had at Cricket Australia that this product is so good now that we need to almost quarantine it completely from domestic one-day internationals so that we're not losing, you know, prime Australian players at the pointy end of the tournament to their national team? Is that a conversation that will ever be had?
Look, I mean, we've had that conversation in varying degrees over the years. I think we don't see them as individual parts of the Australian summer of cricket. We see it as a whole. And I guess the challenge for us is to come up with a way to make it all work together. You know, I think at the moment, there's no question the BBL clubs would love to have access to their Australian players throughout the whole BBL league. But equally, when they do their contracting, they go in with their eyes wide open, knowing that there is a chance that some of their players will get a call up. So, you know, I think from a fan's perspective, you know, they can work together. We saw last night at the MCG almost 50,000 people there, and great ratings for the one day international. And equally, I think, you know, you look at the last couple of nights with BBL, and when those Australian players do step out, it provides a great opportunity for the next generation to come through.
That's true.
We saw the big fast bowler in Adelaide, Greg West, you know, having great success, pretty much coming out of club cricket. We saw Dan Worrell in Perth on Saturday night. So great opportunity for those guys. And yeah, there's no doubt we'll sit down at the end of the season and review it. I don't think there's an easy solution though.
9429 1116 Anthony Everard, the boss of the Big Bash, is in the studio. Feel free to give him a call and talk about it. If you've got any suggestions about the way forward, feel free to give us a call. 9429 1116 Expansion's one word that gets thrown around, and it works terrifically with eight. Is there, you know, how far down the road do we have to look before you sort of get to the point where you think maybe we could do with an extra couple of teams in this competition?
Look, we'll have a chat over the next few months. We'd always planned to sit down after the end of the season and just catch our breath and review after 5 years where we were at, and then, you know, what the plan was for the future. I think the important thing to remember, though, is that our strategy hasn't changed. And as I said earlier, BBL is all about attracting a new audience and a younger audience.
Yep.
So, you know, if we do consider growth or expansion in any form, and that could be new teams, it could be additional games, it's got to tie back to that objective. It's not expansion for expansion's sake. And perhaps differently to other leagues, it's also not about how do we maximise our revenue. You know, I think BBL is an investment into the future of Australian cricket. So whatever those decisions may be, and we certainly haven't put a timeline on it, it's got to come back to, well, what's the right thing to do with all those options on the table to attract new fans to cricket?
How much money is it making?
Probably not as much as you would think. I mean, you know, for the first couple of years, Australian cricket invested significantly in the millions of dollars into establishing BBL. Last year was the first year that all of our clubs made a profit, and between them, that was about $3 or $4 million, I think.
Yep.
That number will go up this year because they've had great, you know, great crowds, etc. But again, it's not all about the money, and that's something that we've been, you know, consistent about from day one. That this is an opportunity for Australian cricket to, you know, secure the next generation of fans, and that may well be an investment that we're, you know, we need to continue to make.
We'll get to a break in a moment, but John's on the road at 1:14. Has given us a call. Good afternoon to you, John.
Good afternoon, Radar, and Happy New Year, and good luck with the show, mate.
Thank you.
Look, just with the BBL format, I think it's been amazing what's been done over the past 4 years. Have you given any thought of sitting down with Cricket Australia and saying, listen, why don't we do a similar format but put it to the States to replace the Sheffield Shield, but in that type of format that you've got?
Yeah, look, I think it comes down to what is the objective of all the different formats of cricket. You know, there's a lot of cricket played over the summer, internationally and domestically. The Sheffield Shield is there for a very different reason to BBL. The Shield's all about producing the next generation of Australian player. It's a high performance pathway. BBL is different to that. BBL's all about the next generation of the Australian cricket fan. So they need to work hand in hand. We can't have one or the other. And I guess that's been our focus.
Anthony Everard, the boss of the Big Bash League, is in the studio. Billy's in Heidelberg. Anthony's jumped on the line, wants to have a chat to you about it. Hello, Billy.
Hi, Everard. How are you going? Good. All the best for the year, mate.
Thank you.
Just a question for your
guest.
Your colleague there.
Yep.
Would the BBL be as successful if South Africa or England were touring this summer? I just thought a lot of the crowd came because the West Indies were pretty boring.
It's a good
question.
Yeah,
we've had that question quite a bit. I think the last couple of years would indicate that we're still confident we would have had a great year. You know, 2 years ago we had the Ashes, and that was actually BBL sort of breakout year, I guess, BBL 03. Mm. And last year with India in town and then a World Cup. So, again, I think it's we see it as a summer of cricket, different forms of the game for different audiences, and it all contributes to the overall, I guess, promotion and popularity of the sport.
I noticed, thanks for your call, Billy. I noticed a story in the paper last week. Greg Dyer, the CEO of the Australian Cricketers Association, was suggesting that now that it is where it's at, we should think about private ownership. Sell off the franchises, sell off the clubs, sell the clubs off, make some money and pour the money back into cricket development in Australia and pay Australian cricketers a bit more. Is there any merit to the suggestion?
Oh, look, I can understand why you would have that view if the objective was about how do we maximise the profit that BBL can generate, now would be a pretty good time to put the teams on the market. But again, that's not what we're all about. Mm. I think one of our the strengths of this league has been that, you know, the BBL clubs themselves are owned by the state cricket associations, and therefore all the decisions that are made around the promotion and the future strategy of BBL are in the best interests of cricket without perhaps the distractions that private ownership can bring. Mm. So no, it's not really on the agenda for us at all in the near future.
When the Women's Big Bash League, and I'm sure conversations have been had about this for a while, it wasn't just an overnight thought, oh, let's whack a Women's Big Bash League in and see how we go. When that was formulated and it was struck that it would be this year, did you have any, and then, you know, in conversations with the 10 Network, you decide, well, let's put on a handful of games and see how they go. In your wildest dreams, in your absolutely wildest dreams, did you think you would get the sort of numbers you've been getting on television for the women's games?
No, is the short answer. I think, you know, we had a very, very clear vision for what we wanted to achieve this year with WBBL, and it was as simple as changing the mindset that cricket is just a sport for blokes.
Yep.
We wanted to broaden that the mindset and basically say cricket is a sport for boys and girls, both in a participant sense and viewership, and that was it. We really tried to stay away from how many people are we going to get to games, how many people are watching on TV, because this year it wasn't really about that.
Mm.
What's then happened over the last few weeks is we've seen crowds of, you know, for the double headers, 12,000, 14,000, the viewership numbers are, you know, 250,000 plus. So we are still trying to digest all that.
and
it gives us a lot to think about in terms of opportunities for next year.
And what, from you, the personal feedback you're getting about the role it plays in attracting the eyeballs of young girls, young girls around the world, but predominantly Australian girls, that they can, there is this pathway. We know about the Southern Stars. We know all about the work that there's a really important and successful and attractive Australian team, women's team at that level. But suddenly, this is a very high profile thing in the face of a lot of people. And have you anecdotally sort of been picking up on how important that's been for that demographic of young Australian girls?
Yeah, I mean, I'll sum it up the best way that I saw it was a tweet on social media on Saturday. We had the Sydney Smash broadcast on Channel 10, and it was a mum who tweeted, love sitting down with my daughters watching WBBL and hearing them say, you know, when I grow up, ..
Yep.
And I looked at that and I just said, well, we're obviously doing something right here.
Anthony Everard, boss of the Big Bash League. We've only got about 40 seconds left, and I know there is a public service announcement for those who want to go to semi-finals that you need to stress for them.
Yeah, look, just wanted to just remind everyone, tickets on sale tomorrow afternoon for the big game at the MCG on Friday night. Stars, Scorchers, and another big crowd expected.
Continued success. It's been fantastic to be a tiny, tiny part of it. It works. It just works. And everybody at Cricket Australia and your team deserve a very, very big pat on the back. Thanks for coming in to have a chat about it all.
Good on you. Thanks for your support.
No worries at all. Anthony Everard, the boss of the Big Bash League.